grace, mercy, peace to all of you from him who brings his word, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Mark chapter 1. Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, to the nearby towns, so that I can preach there also, for that is why I have come." Thus far the word of the Lord. Oh, my dear friends of Christ, it's that time again, isn't it? Middle of the service, we know what that means. It's sermon time. For some people, that's a painful time. Got to stop and listen and focus in a day and age where we can't stop moving. For some people, it's kind of a distracting time. Time to let it wander just a bit. It's Cheerios time, right? You have to get out the little Cheerios for the kids to keep them occupied, to get them through. For some dear friends, it's pot roast time. You think about what you're going to be having for lunch, perhaps. Or you think about the chores that you need to do. Or you think about the hobbies that are out there just waiting for you. Super Bowl Sunday. Who do you got? Indeed, sermon time can be a very, very challenging time for many. For some, it's 40 winks time. Time to catch up on maybe a little bit of a nap. Had a man, an old man that I knew once named Alvin, and he'd always get on me. Alvin had a good sense of humor. "Pastor," he'd say, "you did it again." "Did what?" "You kept me awake." Sorry, Alvin, but that's a good thing, I think. Kept you awake. You did it again. Alvin had a good sense of humor. And yes, speaking of humor, dear friends, then there's all the jokes about preachers that are out there as well. Like the man who needed a haircut in church one day. But the pastor was preaching away. Service was going on, the pastor was preaching away, and he was fidgeting. He was just fidgeting. He couldn't sit still at all. Until all of a sudden he had had enough, so he grabbed the front of the pew, stood up, and he started walking out. Well, seeing that, the pastor stopped in the middle of his sermon and called to him, "Hey, why are you leaving? It's the middle of the service." And the man stopped and he turned. And he said to the pastor, "Well, that's easy. I'm going out to get a haircut." "Well, why are you doing that now? Why aren't you waiting until the end of the service, until the end of the sermon?" "Because, Pastor," he said, "I didn't need one then." Being a preacher can be rough. And St. Paul found that out too. But you see, in Corinth, he had some rough folks. They questioned his authority to preach. They questioned whether he was actually a legitimate apostle, had the right to be there telling them all these things of God. Some of them questioned his motives. "You're doing this for money, aren't you? That's the reason why. Pass that old offering, pray." Yeah. They questioned him. And it was an uneasy moment at times. "You're doing this for money, right?" And yes, that's happened in our day and age, hasn't it? We've heard all the stories, TV evangelists fleecing the sheep, right? So that they can fly around in Learjets and wear Armani suits. And it gives preaching a bad name, doesn't it? It gives preaching a bad name. And so, yes, from the time of the prophets to the time of the apostles to the time of Jesus and even beyond, some have questioned the need for preaching. Is it really necessary? Can't we skip over that part of the church service, right? I had moments like that, teenager. Can't we just skip this sermon part? Is it really necessary to preach? Well, yes, we hear in Deuteronomy. Well, apparently Jesus, rather, thought so. And he mentions that today. For he's out doing ministry, slaying the dragon, casting demons, healing people, but also preaching. He said to his disciples, "Hey, let's get going. Let's get going to the next town." Oh, not the next town, the next towns, it's plural. from town to town to town to town in order to preach the word of God for that. And then he said, that is why I have come, to preach the word of God, that they may hear of this news and receive the kingdom of the Lord. Indeed, Jesus thought it was necessary, preaching. For that is why I have come. Yes, we know. It wasn't just about talk for him. It was also about action. He went to a cross. He came ultimately to go to a cross, to bleed holy blood for sinners, that they might be washed and cleansed, that they might be received by the Father, forgiven, reconciled with heaven. He came to go to a cross. His ultimate purpose, to save mankind, to justify sinners. But he also tells us here of his prophetic office. He came to share the word. He came to preach the kingdom, that in their hearing they may receive life in his name. And so Jesus went out to all the towns preaching the kingdom of God. Yes, Deuteronomy spoke of it last week. Remember? Moses writing in the Old Testament, "For I will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own brothers. You must listen to him." That's a hard thing to do. You must listen to him. And those words came true, didn't they? There on the banks of the Jordan. And those words came true up there on the Mount of Transfiguration. Those words came true. Throughout all of Jesus' prophetic ministry, they came true. "For this is my beloved Son," the Father said, "with whom I am well pleased. You must listen to him." The Father was telling us that life comes from his words. Preaching is necessary. And then there was Peter, right? Peter out there on the hillside listening to Jesus preach. John chapter 6. And Jesus is preaching a sermon unlike anything they had ever heard before, about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, things that didn't seem to make sense. And people were offended at him. And many began to leave, and many began to turn away and go, "This stuff doesn't make any sense." And Jesus saw them leaving. They saw him rejecting that sermon. And then he turned to his men and said, "Do you want to go too? Do you want to go too?" It's voluntary, you see. From our offerings to our pews to everything we do, it depends on people in whom the gospel is burning in their hearts. "Do you want to go too?" And Peter answered with his mighty answer, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Peter knew preaching was necessary. Peter knew that the words that Jesus shared opened heaven itself. Peter knew that the words that he was sharing brought life like no other words. Like no other words. I had an old visitor in church one day at a funeral. And after the service, this stranger came up to me. And he said, "Reverend, I really appreciated your message today. It really made a difference." And I said, "To God be the glory. To God be the glory." By the way, come back again. Because that's what we do. We invite them back to the Word. And then he said something amazing to me that I've never heard anyone from a funeral say to me. He said, "You know what? I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you." He was saying that to me. "I'm going to pray for you that the sermons that you preach convert the people in your pews." And I marveled. Because he understood what St. Paul was saying in Romans chapter 10, verse 14. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Great things happen when God speaks. Great things happen when God speaks. And that's kind of what I wish for today. I sort of wish Jesus could be here in the pulpit today. Himself. The one that, the cross. I wish he could be here in the pulpit today preaching to you. In person. Think of that. How would you react? Would you get bored? Would you think of chores and Super Bowls? Would your mind wander? Would your soul stray? Would you get offended if he said something that you didn't quite like? Because that's one thing preachers do. We're good at offending people. Half the time we don't even know we're doing it. Would you get offended? Or would you hang on every single word that he says? Would you hang on at all, realizing that these are the words of everlasting life? Well, friends, unfortunately, Jesus isn't standing here. All you got is me. For you see, his prophetic office continues. He didn't leave the church without it. He made sure that throughout history there was someone in the pulpit to share the word. There was someone in the pulpit that could preach that living message. Indeed, he provides preachers. Ephesians put it this way. St. Paul writes, he has given some to be pastors and some to be teachers for the building of the kingdom of God. And the preachers have come over the years. And let me tell you, I've heard some pretty boring preachers, friends. I went to the seminary. You hear the exegetes preach? Oh my. It's a lesson in Greek grammar. Oh. You start thinking about the pot roast. Yes, some preachers are gentle. Some are exuberant. Some are analytical. Some are simple. Some are monotone. Some fluctuate. Some are short. Some are tall. Some are soft. Some are loud. Just like the disciples. Peter didn't preach like John. John didn't preach like Andrew. Andrew didn't preach like Philip. They were all a little bit different. God gave them all different personalities. Different perspectives, but the message was always the same. You see, that's what it's about. It's about that same message every week. It's about the cross. For that's where it took place. That's where the Son of God died for the sinners of the world. That's where he redeemed them all and reconciled them with heaven. It's about the cross. It's about the Savior and that cross. That Savior who ransomed us all. Different preachers, but the same message. The cross. And I need to hear it all the way through my life. Or I'll lose sight of that. I'll lose sight of that. So yes, today, dear friends, preaching, I guess, is necessary according to the Word of God. And that's what Jesus showed us today. Let us go, gentlemen, let us go. Not to just to a town, but to the towns, to the villages, that I may preach. For this is why I have come. And hopefully, that's why you have come, to listen. For the Father cries down, from heaven, listen to him. For there's life in those words. There's life and spirit in those words. Lord, give us ears to listen. In the name of Jesus, the great proclaimer. Amen. We invite you to rise. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds forever in him who lives and reigns, our great preacher, our great priest, Jesus the Christ. Amen.